Amen. Lord, we thank you so much for this time that we have to gather in your name.
Salamat Ginoo nining panahon nga nagkausa ni sa imong pangalan.
We thank you for the saints that you have called out.
Salamat sa mga balaan nga imong mga tinawag.
You've called us out of darkness.
Tawag mi nimo gikan diha sa kangitngitan.
And Lord, for many more of us, you have even called us out of Babylon.
Ginoo bisan pa duubay-ubay po kami nga gitawag nimo gikan diha sa dapit sa Babylonia.
And Lord, you haven't just called us out, but you have called us in to the kingdom of your dear Son.
Minimo tawaga ingon nga naalagikan sa gawas kun dili gitawag pagin minimo aron ipasulod mo inimo diha sa gingharian sa imong anak.
And we thank you for that opportunity.
Salamat Ginoo niya nang oportunidad.
Lord, we commit ourselves this day unto you.
Among itugyan ang among kaugalingon diha kanimo nining adlaw.
That you will have your will and your way here this day.
Nga imong kabuboton ug ang imong Ginoo.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's good to be here. This is our first time.
Oh, una pa kina nila nakabot na din yung uraga. Tingala gid sila.
It looks like there will be room to expand if it's needed. Amen. Well, the Lord is the one that gives the increase. And the Lord simply asks that we be faithful to that which He has given to us. Whether 2 talents or 5. Amen. You know the thing that we are really, the one thing that I want at the end of the day.
So sa ka mga butang, gusto na akong pagabuhaton sa dili pa matapos ang usa ka adlaw.
I want to stand before the Lord and He will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Nga makadungog ko nga matubang ko ngadto sa Dios nga mingon siya, "Oh, mayo na akong sulugon ug nagabuhat kag mayo."
Amen.
Amen.
Well, as Rudy has already introduced, we are preaching the kingdom of God.
Ingon nga ginasulti na ni Rudy nga nagawali kami may tulog sa gingharian sa Dios.
Amen. We are not preaching a kingdom of an organization.
Wala ni magahatag og wali sa gingharian sa usa ka organisasyon
or a denomination
o ngadto sa usa ka denomination
or our own name.
O dibin ba sa among ngalan?
Amen.
Amen.
We are saying that God is calling for sons of God.
Kay ang Dios nagatawag siya og iyang mga anak.
God wants you to be more than just children.
Ang gusto sa Dios dili lamang magpabilin ta nga bata kundi mahimo gitag yung damtong.
But He's calling you to be sons.
Nga gitawag kita nga mahimo ginyang mga anak.
Now when I say sons, I don't just mean male men, but I mean men and women to be sons of God.
Pag mingon siya og anak, di anak nato sa Dios dili lamang kay babae o lalaki. Kundili kitang tanan, dili kay lalaki lamang kundili hasta babae o kitang tanan gayon anak at
bata. Amen. The sisters can be sons of God.
Bisan pa ang mga babae mahimo silang anak sa Dios.
The men can be part of the bride of Christ.
Ingon nga bisan pa ang mga lalaki mahimo silang kaparte nga pangasang uno ni Kristo.
These are not reference to gender, male and female.
Wala ni siya magaila kung babae ba o lalaki.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're preaching an end time word.
Nagawali sila mahitungod sa katapusan ng mga adlaw.
Because we believe that we're living in the end time.
Tungod kay nagatuo kami nga kita niya na nagapuyo sa kaulayhian ng mga adlaw.
We believe that we're living in the time when Jesus Christ will return.
Ingon nga nagatuo ako nga nagapuyo kita nini nga mga panahuna nga ingong adlaw nga gibalik si Ginoo Hesus Kristo.
We believe with all our heart that there's coming a time that He will return. Turn and every eye shall see Him.
Ugayon nagatuog yon sa katibuk na kasing-kasing nga mobalik siya nga madaya gayud nga makita sa atong mga mata. Ugato ginasiyag yung makiuban.
But I also believe what the prophet Malachi said.
Ako sa nagatuog kung unsay gisulti ni propeta Malakias.
That He will come suddenly to His temple.
Nga moabot siya diha takulahaw lamang sa iyang templo.
Now when we talk about the temple of God, we are not talking about an old stone building over there in ancient Jerusalem. And the Jews don't have to build another temple in order for Jesus to come back. God already has His third temple. Amen. It's called the people of God. You read the writings of Paul in the New Testament, it is very clear. We are the temple. This is the definition of the temple of God. We are the Mount Zion Company. We are part of the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
Does anybody have a problem with that? Amen. We are a heavenly people. Heavenly people means that we are a spiritual people. There, that wasn't preaching, that was just the introduction. Just telling you who we are. But Brother Rudy already knows that. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I want to look in the Bible today, if you have your Bible with you. If you don't have a Bible, you need to be praying to God that He will give you a Bible. Amen. This is going to be the most important book that you can ever own. And if you don't have enough money to buy a Bible, you come and ask me and I'll pray for you. No, I didn't bring a car full of Bibles today. But I will pray that it will become your first priority that you will buy a Bible before you buy anything else. And not only that, but that you buy a good Bible, not one of these corrupted Bibles, that these modern translations. Even the good ones have some mistakes in them. But the Word of God does not have any mistakes.
Pero ang pulong sa Diyos, wagi kasaypana.
The Word of God is pure.
Pulong sa Ginoo, puro.
Amen.
Amen.
What God actually said and what He meant is pure and without any mistakes.
Ang ayang mga pulong gayod, limpyo o puro.
And that's what we're interested in today. So, if you turn to Matthew chapter
22,
we're going to talk about an invitation. In the second verse, it says that the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king that made a marriage for his son. Did I not say that we're preaching the kingdom of heaven? Kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, same kingdom. That means it's a spiritual kingdom, not a natural kingdom. Amen. If we believe that it were a natural kingdom,
dili lamang sa natural nga gingharian,
then Brother Rudy would be running for mayor.
Kung mahitabo na ako, dagan pagka-mayor, smart.
Or maybe president.
O baka presidente.
Amen? But that's a natural kingdom. That's kingdoms of men.
Muna gingharian sa tao.
Amen? But he says that it's the kingdom of heaven is like a king that made a marriage for his son.
Ingon nga gingharian sa mga sa kahari nga siya nag-andam og para sa pagminyo sa iyang anak.
Now, how many of you have ever been invited to parties that were put on by kings?
Pila ra ba kanato nga giimbitar diha sa usa ka mga pagpiging nga giandam mo ingon nga gikan sa mga hari?
Have any of you been invited to Manila to the president's palace?
Kinsa ba yung imbitar na nga to sa Manila aron mo sulod dito sa palasyo sa presidente?
He does live in Manila, doesn't he? Somewhere around there. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, in the mirror, so
have you ever been invited to that?
Imbitar na ba ta dito napita?
I don't see any hands.
Wala pa nakita niya kamot ni tugbaw so nagpasabot wala.
In other words, you're saying, Brother Mark, I'm not in that high society.
Brother Mark, wa magkumalinya niya na nga sosyedad.
I mean, when they invite their friends, they invite rich people, they invite politicians.
Kay kung mga imbitar nila tong mga tao nilang igala, katong mga kwartahan, o katong mga dagkong politiko.
And I don't believe that I'll ever be in that circle of society. But the king we're talking about here is God. And the son is Jesus Christ. And you have been invited to this king's wedding for his son. Not only that, you have been invited to be the bride. The son is going to have a wife. Now, what kind of a wife do you believe the Son of God would choose? We're talking about the Son of God. What kind of wife would he have? Don't you think he wants to marry one of his own kind? Amen.
Amen.
So what would be his own kind? It would be a bride who is like him. So he's going to have a bride that has no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish. In other words, she's going to be a bride without sin. Her garments are going to be clean. Not stained with sin. Amen. She's going to be walking in righteousness. She's not going to be lying and stealing. She's not going to be involved in sexual sin. She won't be involved in drugs and alcohol. Everything about her life is going to be pure and upright. So if you want to be part of this bride, these are the requirements. In the book of Revelation, it says that the bride has made herself ready. So that means that there's some responsibility on your part to bring yourself to a place of readiness.
Ingon nga aduna tay responsibilidad diha sa atong kaparte sa atong kinabuhi nga angay
Now we know you need the help of Jesus Christ. But he can't make you ready if you're not ready to be made ready. And so there's coming a wedding. And it says that he sent out his servants to invite those that were invited to the wedding and tell them that it's time to come. By the way, when do you think this wedding is going to take place? I mean the wedding feast. I don't know. How do you do it here in your country?
Siguro din sa tus Pilipinas.
You have a wedding feast, don't you?
Yes.
The bride and groom say the vows and you have a feast.
Doon na tayo panaga matupa baylay luhay sa pagigsa dunya pagduman adunay pagkinanay kananan.
But you have the feast before the bride and groom go away on their honeymoon, right?
Diba? Yes. Naatay pa ganang itawag kaon sa dili pa sila manglakaw.
So before the bride and groom come together and live as a married couple, there is a wedding feast.
Una na sa dili pa sila mag-auban, aduna nay gitawag salo-salo pagkaon.
So when is this wedding feast going to take place?
Kanu sa kani siya may tabo kini siya nga sitwasyon.
What is your thinking on this?
Una kani niyo, kanu sa ka?
Have you ever thought on this?
Na baka mo yung mga pangagpas nini?
Surely you must have wondered, are we going to have a real wedding feast? Are we going to eat chicken? Are we going to have rice? What are we going to have? You know, I remember reading one preacher. He said the wedding feast is going to be up on a cloud somewhere. People are going to be caught away on a cloud. And we're going to sit at a big table in the sky. And we're going to eat chicken. And throw the bones over the side of the cloud. Now, I frankly don't believe that. And I can tell by your laugh that you think that's a joke too. But there are people who believe things like that. Well, Brother Mark, if we're not going to eat chicken on a cloud, what is this wedding feast all about?
Well, Brother Mark, kung di nito mga ugmanok dito sa karangitan, kung saan mo na yung klase din siya nga kasalan?
Suppose I were to tell you that today could be part of this wedding feast. What do you have? You have a servant of God here inviting you. And you can feast on the word of God. And you can feast on the life of Jesus Christ. Isn't that better than chicken? Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, except you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you have no part of me in my kingdom. And then he said, I am the bread of life. If you eat of me, you shall live forever. So we have now kind of a spiritual understanding of what this wedding is all about. Amen. So the servants are sent out to invite people to come to the wedding. I would suppose that you have an invitation given to you to be a part of this wedding every time you gather together. And today you're hearing another another invitation. Now there's something historical also about this chapter. It said he sent his servants to invite them to come and they would not come. They would not come.
Wala sila gyud mo tambong.
Please, please, the king is having a wedding. Come, come, please. Please, 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 come. Come. Can we go now? The king, it's time now. The wedding is all ready. Come, just follow me. The king has a wedding. And they're sitting there and they're saying no. No excuse, no. I'm not interested in coming. So, this is the first invitation. It says there's three invitations here. And we know that God called a people in the days of Jesus. In fact, Jesus himself made the call. He called his people, the Jewish people. Very few responded. A very small number. But for the most part, they would not come. It says in verse 4, it says, now here's the second invitation. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden or invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage.
Nga ang pangimbitar nga nakita na ninyo nagprepara na sila sa usa ka panihapon aduna na ay mga oxen nga mga tambok nga gipatay ug mga baka nagihaw ug kini si Adam nagyud para sa usa ka kasalan.
So he then invited the church.
Una na nangimbitar siya dito sa simbahan.
The church systems, the denominations, the organizations. They've all been given the same invitation. And this time, there was a variety of reactions to the invitation. The first group, it says they made light of it. Made light. It's not very important. We've got plenty of time. You know, I don't know whether we have 20 years or not. But you know what? I'm never going to tell you that. Do you know what would happen if I told you we have 20 more years? You would get lazy. You would start to get careless in your life. You would say, oh, I can live for the world for a little while. I can cheat, I can steal, maybe I can make a lot of money. And then when it's 19 years, I'll begin to repent. And you know what? You'd find out that you couldn't repent. Did you know that you can't repent unless God is calling you? Did you know that you need the Holy Spirit to be calling you to repentance? No, we need to understand that the day of the Lord is very near at hand.
Atong sabton kayo pagayong ang adlaw sa Dios, aduol na gayud.
Yes, I know I've been preaching this for 30 years. Did you know that the apostles believed that Jesus would come back in their lifetime? Did you know that? It's in the Bible. That they expected him to come before John died. But that isn't what he said. So they had an expectation. In other words, they were preaching with that same expectation 2,000 years ago. But the day of the Lord is at hand. I tell you, we are living in the end times. We are living in the day now when it is possible for a man to destroy the whole world. It has never been possible before now. So they made light of it. And they went their own ways. It says one man went to his farm. What does that mean that he went to his farm? Is there anything wrong with farming? Is farming not a good job? Of course it's okay. There's nothing immoral or sinful about being a farmer. But you see, the man, he was tied to the earth. His priorities were for earthy things. He was not seeking first the heavenly things. He was very content to have his farm, his earth, his soil. Said another man went to his merchandise. Amen. Are any of you merchants? Any merchants here? Oh, come, there must be a merchant here somewhere. Somebody sells something to other people? Does anybody have a little store? Oh, yes, okay, there's a merchant here. Amen. All right, so the one man, or some of them, went to their merchandise. In other words, they're saying, well, my business is more important than the kingdom of God. Business first, you know. Gotta make sure I make my money. Can't give any time to the kingdom of God. Okay, customers coming. All right, so the other one went to his merchandise. Now, there was a third response. Listen. The second invitation went to the church. So there is a response in the church now called prosperity. Merchandise. Get rich. You know, drive nice cars.
Kinahanglan niya mag-drive ta magdalatag nindot nga sakyanan.
Amen.
Amen.
But it says there was another group in this church system.
Pero adunay lain sa nga klase nga grupo nga ugining klase nga sistema.
They took his servants and they entreated them spitefully and they killed them.
Unya kini siya iyang gi wala niya tagdagan pagayo ang ilang mga kwanli kanang gitawag ilang mga sulugoon ug kini sila gipamatay noon ang mga sulugoon.
They killed them.
Gipatay.
They tortured them.
Ilang gi gitutupag sakit.
They tormented the servants of God.
Ilang gi sakit ang mga ana o mga sulugoon sa Dios.
They put them in prison.
Gibutang sa prison.
How many of you are familiar with church history?
Kisabay nakahinumdum na tumitungod sa istorya sa simbahan.
How many of you are familiar with what the Roman Catholic Church has done to the saints of God?
Hinumduman man ninyo sa usa ka istorya nga ang mga Romanong simbahan ilang gi matupag gidaot nila ang mga
true believers.
Tinuod yun nga magtotoo ilang gisakit.
Killed them, tortured them, imprisoned them.
Nga gipamiriso nila.
Burned them at the stake.
Nga ila pang gisunog.
These are people that were invited to come.
Kini mga tawhana, usa ni sila nga ginimbitar.
But the true servants of God were being
sa kupan sa Dios, wala nila gitagda pagayo.
So when the king heard about it,
sa diyan nga ang hari nakadungog may tungod nini.
He was angry and he sent his armies and has destroyed the murderers and burned up their city.
Nasuko agay iyang gipadalhan og mga kasundalohan og iyang gisunog ang dapit diin kadto diin sila.
What kind of city are we talking about? What kind of city is God going to destroy? This is the city of religion. The city of dead religion. The city of religion, also called Babylon. That hates the true servants of God. Then he said to his servants the third time, the wedding is still ready. Those that deserved the invitation aren't coming.
Pero kadtong magingon nga sila gidunta may gitagaan og higayunan sa pag-imbitar pero wa man gyud sila manunga.
The Jews that were brought up for years and years on the word of God.
Ano na kini sila nagrepresentar sa mga Hudiyo nga gitagaan gisa higayunan sa tinuod nga pulong sa Dios.
Jesus said, "I came first to them."
Ginagiyos ginong isusuna po ang miadto diya kanila.
First, they deserve the invitation first.
Ano sila gayud unta mo una gayud nga makadawat sa.
They said no. Then the church.
Sunod nga to na sa iglesia.
The church that had the word of God for 2,000 years.
Sunod nga ang iglesia nga naana nila ang pulong sa Dios sa 2,000 anyos nang milabay.
And they didn't want to come either.
Pero wala gyapon sila.
So finally he said, "Go on out, invite everybody."
Busa ningon na sila si panggawas sa mo imbitaran natong tanan.
Invite the people that have never heard of the word of God.
Imbitara ka to mga tao nga wala makadungog bisan pa sa akong pulong.
Invite the people that have been living in sin. Invite the prostitutes, the drunkards. Invite the thieves. Tell them to repent and come in. So the third invitation. Go out into the highways. Go out into the streets. Brethren, I believe we're living in the days of the third invitation. It says, "As many as you find, bring them into the marriage." So it would be interesting to find out, where did you come from? Were you out in the highways? Did the Lord find you one day in sin and invited you to come in? And you can be in the bride of Christ. So they filled the house. But before the finality of the wedding, the king showed up. He came into the feast. And he found a man in the feast that didn't have a wedding garment. Now you see, this kind of wedding, everybody needs a wedding garment. What's the meaning of a wedding garment? What kind of a garment does the bride wear? What did you say? Righteousness. Yes, of course. She wears white, and white is a symbol of righteousness. So everybody that's coming in the door, they have the white garment of righteousness. But one man comes in, he's wearing something else. And if they're handing out garments, no, I don't need one. I'm pretty good with my own, you know. I'll just keep my old clothes on. Amen. So he didn't want to accept the garment of righteousness that was given to the others that came in. Now, what is the basis of our righteousness? How do we get our righteousness? Amen. I didn't hear anybody. How did you get your righteousness? From Jesus Christ, from the blood of Jesus Christ, we are washed from our sins. Amen. And we are allowed to wear the garment of righteousness. Maybe I can find that verse in Revelation. It says in verse 7 of chapter 19, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
Magakalipay kita sa pagmaya, ingon nga gihatag na kaniya ang himaya. Dihagayud sa kaminyon ngadto sa na karnero og siya nga nagaabot diha kanimo ingon nga iyang pangasawon nga iyang kaugalingon andam na.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
Og siya gitaga gigarantihan sa pagsulot gayud sa usa ka pino nga linin kinilimpyo og kahayag ingon nga siya gayud adunay talagsaon nga pagbuhat diha sa pagkamatarong ingon nga siya balaan.
Now let me read also in Revelation chapter 3 verse 5.
Pinadayag kapitulo 3 versikulo 5.
And this is the church of Sardis. It says, he that overcometh, the same will be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verse 5 of chapter 3.
Og siya na himong nga madaogon, og siya nagasulot sa puti nga sa bisti, og siya gayud walay lama ni Ang iyang pangalan na sulat diha sa basahon sa kinabuhi, ug siya magasulti, magapadayag sa iyang ngalan at ubangan samahan ngadto sa iyang mga manulunda.
How did they come to where they could wear this garment of righteousness?
Giyon sa Manila gayud sa pagsulot ug kining bisti sa pagkamataron.
What was required of the people?
Unsa may gikinahanglan sa mga tao sa paghimo niini?
The overcomer.
Sila ang magmadaugon.
He that overcomes.
Kinsa katong nagmadaugon?
Now how do you overcome?
Unsa man ato sa paghimong madaugon?
What does overcoming mean?
Unsa may buti pasabot niya na?
Overcoming means that you have fought against the difficulties, the problems of your life.
Ingon nga nahimo kitang nagmadaugon sa tanang mga kabugat o problema nga nagabot sa atong kinabuhi.
The things that life dealt you that were not fair.
Ingon nga kanang mga butanga nga nagabot niya kanimo nga dili gayud siya gayud patas.
Maybe you weren't born into a real nice family.
Siguro nagpuyo ka sa maayo nga dagan sa imong kinabuhi.
Maybe your parents were bad sinners.
Pero imong mga ginikanan makasasala.
But you have to overcome that.
Pero imo kanang imong dagun.
You have to overcome the difficulties that life has given you.
Ingon nga imo nang dagun kanang mga butanga nga nagabot diha sa imong kinabuhi.
We know, Brother Rudy knows too, a little man that his hands are totally crippled. His feet are totally crippled. He cannot walk.
Napinailhan nga tawo nga ang iyang mga kamot gayud nang kulo ug ang iyang mga tiil niko. Di sa kalakaw na, di sa kaliok sa intom.
And yet the man is preaching the gospel.
Pero kini siyang tawhana nagamantala sa kulo ug sa ebanghelyo.
He's got a Bible study in his home.
Aduna may panagtigom sa iyang panimalay.
People are coming.
Mga tawo ang magabisita ug magabot dito.
He's reading, he's studying the word of God.
Nagabasa siya ug nagapamalandong siya sa pulong sa Dios.
The man is overcoming the difficulty of his physical handicap.
Buhay sa usa ka tawo nga iya gayong gidaog ang mga kapait ug kabugat sa dagan sa iyang kinabuhi.
As an overcomer, he will wear the white robe.
Ingon nga siya mahimong madaugon iyang gisulot gayud ang puti nga bisti.
But there was a man that said, my own works, my own righteousness is good enough.
Pero adunay sa katawo ningon sa kining akong trabaho ug akong pagkamatarong sakto na ni.
I have done this and I have done that.
Himo ni ug ako nang gihimo ra niya dugara.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, it comes to me a story that I heard one time. It's been a long time ago that I heard this story. But I believe it to be true. Because it happened to the man that told the story. The man was a very famous preacher. At the time I heard the story, I remembered the man's name. And if I said the name, you would probably recognize it. But God has caused me to forget the man's name. Because I don't think the Lord wants it known. But the man was a very famous preacher. He had a big television ministry. He had a big congregation of thousands of people. And he was getting up in his years. He was maybe 50, 60 years old. And he had done many, many works of charity. He'd helped many, many poor people. He started some schools, you know.
Daghan siya gitabangan, ingon nga iya gitabangan katong nanginahanglan bisan pa nagtukod siya mga iglesia, mga kaeskwelahan.
And one night he had a dream.
Unya usa kay gayon niya aduna kay damgo.
And in the dream, the Lord came to him.
Nanginahang damgo nga nibisita ang Dios ngadto kaniya.
And he said to him, so it's nearly time for you to come home. Are you ready to come in?
Muli ka na? Andam ka na ba?
And the man said, "Oh yes, I'm ready. I've done all this. I've done that. I've done many wonderful works."
Ningon siya, "Okay, andam na ko kay daghan na magug nahimo nga mga buta nga maayo dinhi karon."
And the Lord said to him, "So would you like to see what you're going to look like in heaven?" "Before I let you in, I'll show you what you're going to look like." And the man proudly said, "Yes, of course I'd like to see." And he expected to see himself as a full-grown, mature man, you know. And so the Lord opened his eyes. And he saw himself as a tiny little baby. I mean, he could hardly walk, he could hardly eat. He was nearly naked. And the man said, "But Lord, is this me?" And the Lord said, "Yes, this is you." He said, "Why, I'm just a baby. Why am I not a full-grown son?" And the Lord said to him, "Because you spent all your time doing things and you never had a relationship with me." "You never gained any spiritual maturity. Everything that you wanted, people gave you right away. You never developed much fruit of the Spirit. You didn't have patience. You didn't have, you know." "You never had long suffering. You just had lots of money and lots of success. So, what do you say? Are you ready to come in now, or do you want to wait a little while?" The man said, "Lord, can I have a little longer? I'd like a little time to mature." Amen.
Amen.
So I don't know what this man was like that came in that didn't have a wedding garment. But there he was with the rest of the believers. He was enjoying the feast. And you know, the funny thing is that the other believers, they never noticed anything different. "Oh yeah, that's brother so and so.
Okay, so
oh yeah, he's been here a long time." "But didn't you notice he doesn't have the white garment?" "You know, I never noticed that." "But the king noticed." How many of you know the Lord knows? The Lord can see. "No, look at me. Am I wearing anything special?" "No, you can't see it with your eyes, can you?" "Sister Rita, is she wearing a white garment?" "You can't see it, can you?" "But you know what? The Lord can see." "And one day the Lord is going to show up. And the Lord is going to begin to separate some people out. And he's going to say, this fellow doesn't belong here. And then the Lord commanded his servants to bind him up and put him out. "Cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.
Pero pipila ra ang gipili.
What's the difference between being called and chosen?
Unsa may kalainan sa gitawag ug pinili?
Many people have been invited to this wedding.
Daghan kay mga tawo nga imbitara tunga kasal.
Many people didn't come.
Pero daghan ang wala mutambo.
How many came?
Pila ang mitambo?
Many or few?
Daghan ba o gamay ra?
It's only few.
Gamay lang.
How many people live in Buena Vista?
Pila ba kabuo ang nagpuyo sa Buena Vista? Diha 56,000.
56,000.
Yeah.
I don't see one tenth of them here today. I don't think there's one hundredth of them here today. So there are few.
So gamay ra.
Few that are responding. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. The man had to be religious.
Ang mga tao religyoso.
Do you understand when I say the man was religious?
Sabtan ba ninyo kung ang tao tawag religyoso?
How many of you know the devil is religious?
Ano ba nakibalo ninyo bisan pangyawa religyoso?
The devil loves religion. Did you know that?
Tungod kay yawa ni gugma sa religion.
The devil loves worship.
Tungod kay ang yawa ni gugma siya sa pagsimba.
He loves to be worshipped.
Tungod kay gusto siya nga siya pagsimbahon.
And so the devil promotes religious.
Busa ang yawa nagapromotar og pang-religyoso.
But the devil does not like the pure worship in spirit and in truth.
Pero ang yawa dili siya muangay sa tinuod yung nagasimba sa espiritu sa kamatuoran.
You know, I think it must be grievous to the Lord.
Siguro mura man og mahimo tang makapaubos dito sa Ginoo.
To see the show that religion puts on today.
Nga kini karon mingon ko nga relihiyon karon mga panahon na gayud mo nang kahimong nakadaw.
It's just like a big Hollywood production.
Susama ra man kini sa ka trabaho diya sa Hollywood.
Somebody told me, somebody that went to one of these big churches one time.
Nga adunay usa ka kauban niya nga mibisita ngadto sa pinakadako ka simbahan.
They went to visit to some relatives in another state.
Nga bisita sila ngadtong mga lugar.
And this was a very, very big church in the state of Texas somewhere.
That
thousands and thousands of people. And as they came in, the music was lively. The people were perfectly practiced in their music, playing with the finest instruments. And the people were marching in, and the ushers were putting them in their place. Right on cue, the preacher came out. He had a perfect sermon. Right at the right moment on the clock, he stopped. The people began going out. The ushers, move along. Out in the parking lot, the people had their cars. Security guards, whatever, in the parking lot. Go. As soon as they got out, another group of cars was coming in, and they were going to have the second meeting. 1, 2, 3. I don't know how many they had, but they came in, they went out like cattle. Like cowboys moving cows. And the people were so happy. They were so happy. They believed that they had found the ideal church. But I asked the sister that went to the meeting. I said, did you find Jesus there? She said, no. It was just a big show. It was just a big production. Let me read you another place. Matthew 8, verse 12. Now Matthew 8 is part of the Sermon on the Mount, is it not? I believe it's still, no, maybe it's just past the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is talking about a centurion who had great faith. And he said, in all Israel, I have not found a man that has this kind of faith. In other words, this man, you say, well, he didn't deserve to have the invitation. He didn't have the credentials. But then he said to them, in verse 11, I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Where is Philippines? Is it in the east?
Ang Pilipinas niya sa east?
Yes. Many people from the east.
Mga tao gikan sa sidlakan.
Amen. And west. I live in the west.
Unya gikan po sa
on the other side of the world. Amen.
Kasadpan. Amen.
Many people from all over the world are going to be part of the kingdom of God. But he said, the children of the kingdom, people who deserve to be there because of their background, whatever reason,
hallelujah,
will not be there. Now, over in verse chapter 7, I'll finish with this. Verse 21. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. In other words, it isn't just saying, Lord, forgive me, I'm so sorry, I don't want to do that again. It's more than that. What makes the difference is you're going to change your life. You're not going to live the way you did. You're not going to walk that way anymore. Your life is going to change. And that's what's going to make the difference of those who will sit in the kingdom of God. Many will say to me in that day, see, there's coming a day of reckoning. Many will say to me, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. Now, what kind of people prophesy? They're Christians, right? In fact, if you're prophesying, you're probably Pentecostal Christians. Full gospel, whatever word you want to use. Amen? I mean, most Baptists don't believe in prophesying. Roman Catholics don't believe in prophesying. Amen? I can go on with the list. Most of them cast out devils. Christians.
Magkisunod.
People that believe like we believe.
Kani mga tao nga nagatu sama sa tong ito.
And done many wonderful works. Well, lots of people do many wonderful works.
Kani mga buhat o mga talagsaon mga gamabutang nga gibuhaton.
And I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What do you know about that word iniquity? Iniquity is lawlessness. Does it use that word?
Yeah, lawlessness.
Lawlessness. Oh, you got the right word. Maybe you got a good Bible, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, of course. You've got a Gideon Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. Lawlessness.
Magpasabot nga wa gayud magasunod sa kabalauranan.
Means a law unto yourselves. It means you do what you want to do. You have no serious ties to the body of Christ. You don't work with the body of Christ. You have a great idea, you just decide you're going to go ahead and do it. And they said we did wonderful works.
Wonderful.
They didn't say we did bad things. And by the way, you know, Jesus didn't say, no, you didn't. He didn't say, no, you never prophesied. In my name. He didn't say, no, you never cast out devils. And he didn't say, no, you never did any wonderful works. What was the problem? What was the problem? The problem was I didn't know you. You were so busy doing what you wanted to do.
Tungod kay sobrar ka kayo sa sigig trabaho sa angay nimong gibuhat.
That you weren't listening to me.
Pero wa na mo maminaw kang sa akin.
That's what the king was saying.
Mo nang giingon sa hari.
So brethren,
busa man kay sunan.
I believe we're living in the days of the last invitation.
Busa na gatuo ko nga niya nakita karon nagpuyo sa katapusan ng adlaw sa gipagpangimbita.
And I want to see every one of you in that kingdom.
Gusto ko nga makita ko kamo dito gayud sa gingharian.
I want to see you in the house of God.
Makitaan ko kamo diha sa panimalay sa Dios.
And when the king shows up,
sa dihang ang hari magpakita.
I want you all to be wearing the white garment.
Buot ko nga kamo tanan magasulot og puti nga bisti.
His righteousness.
Ang iyang pagkamataro.